Wisconsin's beautiful Northwoods. 98Q Country is 98.3 FM WCQM Park Falls, a civic media station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Former President Donald Trump has arrived at a New York courtroom for a hearing that could decide whether the former president's first criminal trial involving hush money paid to adult film star Stormy Daniels will begin in a little over a month. ABC's Aaron Katursky is outside the courthouse in Manhattan.
Trump wants the case dismissed, arguing it's political, legally flawed, and messes with the 2024 election. Today, the judge is expected to decide whether the trial will occur as scheduled next month, which would make it the first of Trump's four criminal cases to go to trial.
After the traditional holiday season splurge, Americans pulled back on their spending in January more than expected. Retail sales down 0.8% from a strong pace in December. There were fewer unemployment claims filed last week. The Labor Department still showing resilience despite high interest rates. Investigators in Kansas City continue trying to determine a motive for the mass shooting during the Chiefs' Super Bowl victory rally. This is ABC News. Police in Southern California now say a potential school shooting was stopped before it ever even started. 18-year-old Sebastian Villasenor now under arrest. A fellow student found out about the plot and told the school principal, who then called the police. Several American Marines hurt in an accident in Japan. ABC's Anthony Trotter.
Concerns spiked after a U.S. Naval hospital in Okinawa, Japan, issued a social media alert about a mass casualty event. Quick clarification followed, revealing 10 service members were involved in a vehicle overturn accident. Now under evaluation, these Marines suffered non-life-threatening injuries, ABC News has learned. Investigations are in motion to enhance safety measures and prevent future occurrences.
Thousands of vehicles from Volkswagen brands, including Porsche and Audi, are stuck. They haven't been made to dealers yet because they're sitting at U.S. ports amid issues with a Chinese-made part. The Financial Times says construction of the part broke anti-forced labor laws. I'm Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. First Lady Jill Biden is set to travel to Wisconsin tomorrow. She plans to visit Green Bay. The White House says she'll attend a roundtable discussion on efforts to expand career-connecting learning in high school and college. The worker shortage is affecting all aspects of life, including the mail. Low staffing is linked to delays in rural postal service. Bryce Shanklin is a mail carrier who says more people should consider working at the post office.
I'd never have to worry about being laid off. The other benefit is all the federal holidays, ones like President's Day. Most people don't get that off. And then your health benefit. I haven't seen better health insurance than what I have with the federal government.
Shanklin admits the labor shortage makes it hard to split overloaded routes, which leads to slow service. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
Here's another community reminder from Civic Media.
Every Wednesday, American Legion Post 182 is hosting their 52-card Progressive 50-50 raffle, where you can get six tickets for $5. Doors open at 6:30 with a drawing at 7:30, and the American Legion will donate part of their proceeds to local organizations. Again, that's every Wednesday with the doors opening at 6:30 and the drawing at 7:30.
Leaning into local radio, 98Q Country.
The Brewers get things started. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers pitchers and catchers reporting today for the start of spring training in Arizona. After 9 years as the team's bench coach, Pat Murphy taking over as the team's manager. Brewers GM Matt Arnold made a trade, sending lefty Clayton Andrews to the Yankees. And in return, they pick up Joshua Quezada. He's a young right-hander out of the Dominican Republic. College basketball, the Wisconsin Badgers women's team hosted number 14th-ranked Indiana, but fell short 68-54. NBA, the Bucks play the Grizzlies in Memphis. Milwaukee coming off that loss to the Heat. They struggled with shooting, defense, and unable to create turnovers. Bucks head coach Doc Rivers explains why.
You're not getting a lot of transition. You're not getting the ball out and running. Everything was half court, and we got stuck in the muck in half court. We never slowed them down offensively to ever have anything on our end.
That's the Bucks' Doc Rivers with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
And good luck to our area hockey teams tonight in local sports. Shawamigan Co-op, Team Seal. They'll be traveling to New Richmond, an 8 seed versus a 1 there. Meanwhile, the Lakeland T-Bird hockey team will be in action tonight as they will play host to Pacelli Co-op, 2 seeded Lakeland at home tonight. with a puck dropping tonight at 7 o'clock. Your weather update is being brought to you by Hanson HVAC Heating and Cooling. They are your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
Partly cloudy and quite a bit cooler today. We'll get to around 26 this afternoon with wind out of the northwest at 5 to 15. Tonight, mostly cloudy, 8 above for a low. Tomorrow, partly cloudy and even colder with a high of 19. Saturday, mostly cloudy, a little breezy with a high of 28. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 22.
If you like it now,
hot new country.
If you liked it then,
I like hearing songs that I know.
Q Country.
Way back on the radio dial, the fire got lit inside a bright-eyed child. Every note just wrapped around his soul, from steel guitars to Memphis, all the way to rock and roll.
excited about all my crazy dreams. Got every sunset that she's ever seen memorized. Saves him away for a rainy day or stormy night. The sky's brighter looking at it through her eyes. I don't remember life before she came into the picture. Brought the beauty I was missing with her. Showed me colors I ain't never seen.
Yesterday's classics, 98 Q Country.
Different demons, breathing fire down my back, and I knew
Country. Stop on into Super One. You can support your local library by buying cookies. Well, that sounds like the ultimate form of win-win right there. Stop at your Super One Foods here in Park Falls. Pick up some specially marked in-store bakery-made cookies to benefit the Park Falls Public Library. And if you have any questions on which ones are the ones, just ask them there in the bakery. They'll tell you. So from now through March 6th, Super One is going to donate $2 from every package of those specially marked library cookies, sugar cookies, to the library. Pretty cool. So you get cookies, the library gets money. Oh, boy. And the money raised will be used to purchase book prizes to be awarded during the 2024 summer reading program. Pretty cool. Sports-wise this weekend, this is the last day for the NBA before the All-Star break this weekend, so the Bucks will be at Memphis tonight. We'll have that for you with a 7 o'clock broadcast time. I see Badger hockey is in action over the weekend, and Badger men's basketball going to be traveling to take on Iowa over the weekend also. And also today is the day Price County Highway, the emergency weight limit restrictions on Price County Highway will expire effective 9 a.m. They just expired a little bit ago here. If conditions warrant, weight limits could be imposed with short notice. So please watch for notices on that. This notice applies to county highways only. Those are the lettered, the county highways. So please contact the maintaining municipality, Price County Highway Department, if you have any questions at 339-5361. Community reminders just for you from 98Q Country. We're going to throw some more snowballs. Another chance for us to break this losing skid coming up before 10. Hold on.
I lock up my Old Spice Fiji Aluminum Free Dry Spray to keep that 24/7 lasting freshness safe for myself. Fresh coconuts, palm trees in the wind. It's like catching waves in Fiji. Actually, I just talked myself into a refreshing spritz of Fiji. My Old Spice is missing! No!
eBay Motors is here for the ride. 120,000 miles of night drives, daily commutes, and who knows how many.
Are we there yet?
Through countless fixes, elbow grease, and a new radiator, you kept your ride alive. With eBay Motors, you have over 122 million parts to keep it running. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, they'll be the perfect fit every time. Plus, at these prices, well, we're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Hey, folks, it's time to get fired up. Freeze Firewood and Phillips is starting their winter firewood sale. It's on now through March 1st. This is the best time to stock up for all of your 2024 firewood needs. From the camping wood to heating, they take pride in top-notch customer service and are happy to be your premier firewood supplier of the Northwoods. Call 715-567-0616. Or see Freeze Firewood on Facebook.
Progressive asks, what do an escaped leopard...
We're live from the zoo where a leopard has escaped.
A growling stomach, an uneaten tuna sandwich, and a backdoor doggy door have in common? They can lead to an unexpected kitchen renovation.
Yeah, hi. Is this the zoo? Your leopard is in my kitchen.
Bundle your home and auto with Progressive for great savings and round-the-clock protection.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers. Not available in all states or situations.
Now, here we are.
Puts us in a great mood.
It is my favorite station.
98Q Country.
Didn't care about trying to change, no. I gave
Listen online at 98QCountry.com.
Every night stand at a Bible, every front porch had a swing. If every backyard had
at Morgan Wallen and Memo's house. Let's do it. Caller 4. Let's throw some snowballs. Final time for today. We're due for a winner, so your odds are good. 715-762-3221. Caller 4. We'll give you a chance to throw. As long as you haven't won twice, you're good. Everybody else, if you won once, good. Haven't won at all, good. Give us a call. We want to salute our January Eagle Award winners from the Park Falls Elementary School of the Shawamigan School District. For the month of January, these students distinguished themselves as being kind at school. And they include Reed Damro, Cole Eimerman, Koji Soul, Quinn Cotney, Serenity Isham, Brantley Doyle, Max Borilski, Atea Sibanus, and Jayla Hilgart, along with Layla Goki, Jalen Crom, Leland Rabolaman, if I got that right, if I got any of them right, Elena Mwangwin, along with Andy Overturf, and Jackson Larson. They all are honored as the January Eagle Award winners from the Shawamigan Elementary School, and they want to give a special thank you to Forward Insurance for being the monthly sponsor of this award. Very, very cool. All right. Feeling the pressure already. I'm feeling like you guys are starting to hate on me a little bit because I'm not giving anything away. All right. Who do we got here?
Well, the Valentine lady.
Hi, Dawn. How you doing?
Good.
All right. Cookies equal winner. Let's see if that is correct today. Dawn. Well, we got a $25 gift certificate from Northern Lights Inn in the Lanes. Get a little bite to eat, get a little pizza, get whatever you want there. Dawn, we are just in desperate need of someone to snap us out of this losing streak.
Yeah, definitely.
Gunner A, Gunner B, which one?
I'm going to go with Gunner A.
She is going to go with Gunner A. All right. The odds are with us. Let's see if we got it here. Let's do it.
My name is Jack Frost.
Right.
We're going to have a little fun.
Okay. Who threw that?
Free for all.
Some real fun.
Here we go.
Let's go, shall we?
Come on, Dawn. Come on.
You missed me.
Don't even know what to say.
I don't either.
I had two of your delicious cookies with my coffee, with my tea this morning, though, Dawn. So.
With your tea.
Oh, with my tea, I have upgraded. I am so high scale now. I've moved on up to the east side. Yes. Well, try again, Dawn. Thank you so much for thinking of us, by the way, with those cookies. We appreciate it.
Not a problem.
All right. Thank you much.
Thank you.
You would think that a little bribery, that a little cookie bribery would do it. You would think. She provided some cookies and some Hershey's Kisses yesterday for us. She came in dressed as a hard, big Valentine. You think our snowball committee is numb to any bribes. So we'll try it again tomorrow. The odds will catch up with us. How many have we given away? We have 34 certificates. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12 of the 34 have gone out the door already. All right, what is it? February 15th. So we got, at this rate, 4th of July, we'll be shooting off fireworks and still throwing snowballs. It'll catch up. We'll try it again tomorrow morning. Thanks to all of our sponsors for making the Snowball Throwdown Showdown possible.
Now, here we are.
Number one for the most new country.
Number one.
Hey, y'all, it's Dustin Lynch.
Familiar arms. Yeah, this could be your last first kiss.
Your classics, your country, 98Q Country.
I don't want to get up
Jennifer Nettles, Sugarland at 98Q Country. All I Want to Do. Ooh, 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 ooh. James Vasa celebrated a birthday yesterday. James, happy belated to you. We'll put you in for the cake drawing. So happy belated to you, James. Hey, your local Park Falls BP, local Park Falls BP right next to McDonald's. You need to fuel up yourself, a little coffee, a little whatever, cappuccino. You need to fuel up the car and all the stuff in between. Maybe you need a couple beverages for the evening. Maybe you need some chips, whatever it be, a gallon of milk. You get on in there to your local Park Falls BP right on Highway 13. They're located right, of course, connected to McDonald's. Toilet seat races are this weekend. How about that? We got the little bit of snow to help out with that. That'll be at the Snow Bears and the Glidden Fire Department are doing these every year. They do it at the Town of Jacobs Town Hall. It'll be this Saturday, registration at 11. Races start at noon, and the best part of this whole poster is there are four classes, and I don't even want to know what they are. $10, they are. There's open, there's powder puff, there's juniors, and then there's I'm going to die and I don't care. No, actually, that one doesn't exist. It's a toilet seat race, for gosh sakes. It's the open, it's the powder puff, it's the toddlers and the juniors. There's four different divisions. I really think there should be four classes and they should be weight divisions. Soup chili cook-off with this. It's a very popular event. You may want to go out there just to spectate, if nothing else, and support the Snow Bears and the Glidden Fire Department's toilet seat races at the Town of Jacobs Town Hall going on this Saturday, the 17th. Another community reminder for you from 98Q Country. And when you're running around doing stuff this weekend, you got to swing on in to Bader Sports Center and see Craig and the folks there. They just got a shipment of long guns and handguns in, crossbows and much more, Stormy Cromer stuff. Bader Sports Center right on Highway 13 in Phillips. They're right next to Pick and Save.
Celebrating Black History Month, sponsored by Progressive Insurance. Fearless Fund Chief Executive Officer Arian Simone fights to keep grant programs open for Black women-owned businesses.
The work that we do is actually solving a disparity. We are looking to level the playing field. We're trying to make things equitable and equal, and that's why we do the work we do.
Looking for a career path with flexibility and great pay and benefits? Go to progressive.com/careers and apply online today.
Nothing slows my little girl down, except a stuffy nose.
Mommy.
That's why I use Sinex Children Saline from Vicks. Sinex instantly clears mucus in everyday stuffy little noses with a gentle, ultra-fine mist designed for kids. Just Sinex, breathe. Her stuffy nose is gone for now. And so is she.
Sinex Children Saline. Sinex, breathe. Use as directed. Keep out of reach of children.
Hey, Complete Rain Gutter Services has had their mind in the gutter for over 30 years. You can check them out at CompleteRainGutter.com for a quote today. Bucks basketball tonight at 7. Good luck to Team Seal Hockey over in New Richmond. We'll see you back in here tomorrow morning. John St. John is in next. And Greg Gunderson, your local guy, he's in after 2.
Find all of your household tools, supplies, paint, windows, shingles, and more at your do-it-best store, Phillips Lumber and Hardware.
Join us at Northwood Supper Club in Fifield, Wisconsin, where tradition meets taste. Terry's Culinary Touchman, exceptional homemade dishes served daily from 4 to 8 p.m. Don't miss on our weekly specials. Shrimp Palooza on Wednesdays for just $15. Cook's Choice on Thursdays. And Friday, Fish Fry Extravaganza featuring cod, bluegill, perch, salmon, shrimp, or even flounder. Indulge in Lisa's exquisite desserts perfectly paired with signature cocktails. On Saturday, savor prime rib. Northwood Supper Club, Fifield, Wisconsin. Open Wednesday through Saturday. Just look for the big deer.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack, but not with ZipRecruiter. Its powerful technology actively finds and invites qualified candidates to apply to your job. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you the needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. We've finally flipped to a February vibe, with the sparkle of the snow under partly sunny skies and a few flurries still flying around. That's thanks to the blustery winds blasting us out of the northwest, gusting up to 25 miles per hour, making it feel 10 degrees cooler. Right now, it's 22 degrees.
Perfect.
I'm Tyler Childers.
This is Toby Keith.
Look out your window and smile. Don't let the old man in.
The greatest station.
98Q Country.
Sack of clothes, free and easy down the road I go. Hanging memories on the highline poles, free and easy down the road I go. Free and easy down the road I go. Up.
St. John, we're going to get Ileana Winter in here to talk a little Phillips logger activity. Ileana, good morning.
Good morning.
Did you pass your test yesterday?
Yes, I did.
All right. Yep. Congratulations. Congratulations. What's going on at Phillips logger camp today?
Sounds good. I have a pretty big high school sports update, and then I have some fun stuff to talk about going on in the school.
Okay.
For girls basketball, their last regular season game is tonight in Rib Lake for the Marywood North Conference title. We got the number 2 seed for playoffs this past weekend, and our first regional game will be at home next week against Chautauqua Weyerhaeuser. So getting really close to heading off to playoffs.
Yeah.
Super exciting.
Should be a fun playoff run for the girls. Good team.
Yeah.
Good team.
Yep. For boys basketball, the varsity won against Tomahawk Tuesday night 68-27, and we'll play Abbotsford tomorrow night at home with JV at 5:45 and varsity at 7:15. This will also be the night that we honor our two seniors, Jack Kowicki and Drew Hochschild. For swim team, they have wrapped up their season. They're sending off one kid to state this year, Evelyn Huggard, as just a sixth grader. So she's an incredible swimmer, and she gets to head off to state in March.
Okay.
Powerlifting is still working hard up in the weight room, getting ready for state and nationals. And for wrestling, we had four boys qualify for sectionals last weekend with Ethan Upson, Daniel Adamitis, J.J. Adamitis, and Jason McMillan heading off to sectionals on Saturday. And Ethan and J.J. were both first in their weight class at the regional WIAA tournament. So super exciting for the wrestling team.
Yep.
And then also this week, spring sports had sign-ups, getting really close with that. Baseball, softball, track and field, and girls' soccer were all having sign-ups.
Okay.
For school updates, the FBLA trip on Friday was a lot of fun. Going to the Buck Stadium last year was like my most favorite thing to do for FBLA. It's super fun. This year they let us walk out on the court and take a picture. Nice. Yeah, getting to tour the stadium, learning about what everyone kind of does, their roles. We met a lot of like the manager type people that run, the businesses and the restaurants and stuff like that inside and the clubs and all that stuff. So
cool.
Super fun experience. And then, of course, getting to watch the game, which the Bucks did win against the Charlotte Hornets. So
lots
of fun.
All right.
The Northwoods Youth for Global Ecology program has 41 days, and I'm super excited. We get to fly to Mexico, stay there for 9 days, and then head home to hopefully some super warm weather.
And you got to make plans, too. Now, when you're in Mexico, we need a call from there, okay? At some point, we got to have you call from Mexico.
So this trip, they don't let us bring our phones with.
Well, borrow somebody. Just ask somebody on the corner. Hey, can I borrow your phone?
Yeah, could do that. Could do that.
All right.
I got to call Joel.
Yeah, exactly. He'll know who I am. Yeah.
Yeah.